Why? And then look what happened. Not that he didn't know what happened, but he let it happen anyway. And I guess that's one of the questions I'm going to ask. But he wants you to know how precious you are. He is your father, and you fathers, he has given you the mandate and the privilege to train up your children to know how to live according to the will of God and to have a relationship with Jesus and how much Jesus loves them. And you fathers demonstrate that to them. What you demonstrate to them is what they will see the Father as. And I know I've shared this before, but it bears repeating. How we have a relationship with the Father very much reflects on our relationship with our Father. And sometimes it's not good and we have to get delivered. And sometimes it's great. Look at the telephone. Look at the Teller family. Look at Dad. He's brought his children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And they're sprouting everywhere. Little Jesuses.
Little Jesuses need to go to Sunday school.
Yes. Yes. And it's important as fathers, I don't know how many fathers we got here tonight, not many, but it's important. We got a few. We got you. You're already trained. But you know what? God has more for you. He's taking you deeper, Dr. Tellers. He's taking you deeper. And I know this isn't like a teaching, but this is what he said do, and I have to obey. Because he wants each of us to know that he created man for his purpose and his pleasure. And he gets pleasure because you are you. You are his. He gets pleasure in you, Jane, because you're who you are. He adores you. He loves you. And he's in the struggle with you. And he's pulling you out. And he's pulling all of us in our struggles out. If we'll just hang on to him, you know. Just hang on. Just hang on. Because he's hanging on to us. And he has made us to be overcomers. And what we need to do is to begin to do what he did. He spoke as the Father. He began to speak the world into existence. He said, he said, he said. And as and out of our mouth comes the power to agree with what he said. Not what we think or feel, but to begin to speak what he said. Do you know in Genesis 2, he said, I have created man in my image to take dominion. He wanted to train Adam to take dominion over the earth so that we would rule and reign in this earth with his help. That's when he gave us freedom. Freedom to say no. Freedom to disobey. It wasn't a good thing. But God had a plan of redemption that has still unfolding. And Jesus was the key. He was the perfect illustration of what our Father looks like. If you want to know what your daddy looks like in heaven, look at Jesus. Study Jesus' life. And talk to him. Because he is right now moving to have fellowship with you in a way he's never had before. And I know that because he's telling me. He says, I want you to tell them these things. It's simplistic, but he is very adamant. I just said, are you sure, Lord, this is what you want? Yes, I want them to know that I'm their father. And I've given them instruction. And he didn't just give us instruction. He gave us it written down, you know. He wrote it down. And as we meditate on it, as we learn of him, as we delve in and eat that, if we don't, we are not going to be walking where he wants us to walk. He has victory for every single person. He has victory for Michael. He has victory for you and your. He has victory for each one of us. But it's going to be like Jane was talking about. It's going to be in the Word. It's going to be meditating on the truth. And it's going to be it agreeing with him. In the morning when I get up, I say, thank you, Father, that it's in you that I live and I move and I have my being. Because that's what he said. And I'm going to agree with him. And as we speak his word, it brings life. I have heard so many testimonies. There's one lady, she's in her 90s now. And when she was, it's Joel Osteen's mother. And when she was in her, I think, 20s, she was diagnosed with liver cancer and not to survive. And in her walk, she and her husband prayed. Gerald's father was a mighty man of God. And they prayed. And she confessed the word of God and her healing. She agreed with the Father. She said, I walked every day speaking and agreeing with my Father. She is in her 90s and still going strong. Ministers in her 90s, I should be so blessed. It's amazing. It's amazing what the Lord will do in us if we get a hold of his word and hold on to it with faith. You know, his word is inactive in us until we activate it with our faith. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him because we are not connecting with his word. His word is life, and life more abundantly, and it changes things. It changes things. You know, this is not to brag, please forgive me, but I know I've said this before, but the Lord keeps telling me to do this, and it seems like, well, okay, I blow the shofar every morning, and I speak over my area, I speak over the county, I declare Jesus' Lordship over our area. And I've seen so much change, and I continue to see the change, and it's just a blessing. We all have that ability to change the atmosphere that we're in through our faith and walking in truth and speaking his word and agreeing with him. We can complain about the neighbors, or we can call those things that aren't, so they are. And that is in every situation. His word is our gift. His word is his power. But we have to connect it with faith. And so as he fellowships with us and he speaks to you, believe what he's saying to you. Sometimes we just think, oh, that can't be God. You know, but when we stay in the word, please stay in the word. Now more than ever, there may be a time that we don't have access to the written word anymore. I hope that's not true, but it's possible. It's possible that we'll be around when that happens, but they can't take it out of here. They can't take the word out that you've lived and seen and experienced. Experiencing the word of God in your physical body, in your thoughts, in your life is what God wants. He wants us wrapped up in his word, delivered by his word, walking in his word, and walking in him. And Jane, I really appreciate the things you shared because I know it wasn't easy to share them. And we're with you. Your Father in heaven is watching over you. And he's standing next to you too. And it's hard. It's hard. That's so simple. You know. And I know you're all very, you know, strong in the word. But the Father said, I want them to know how I feel. I love them. And I was the first father. And I created this world so that I could share who I am and duplicate it. So that I could train man to have dominion over the fish in the sea, which is what it says in Genesis. This is what I created man for. And he's still teaching his people to have dominion. Who will listen? Who will walk in his word? Who will do his word and live his word? Don't you want to have dominion? Don't you want to take dominion over your life and your family? You fathers have that special place to do that in a way that is beyond the woman's place. It's different. The women are there to help you and to be with you. But you fathers have a lot of responsibility and power over how your children go. And Dr. Taylors can definitely testify to that. I've walked that family long enough to see the word of God come to pass when he stood on it, when it was hard. Right, Dr. Taylors? There are times when everything looks the opposite of what the word says. Are we going to believe God's word over our circumstances? Are we going to stand in the word and see God change things? Or are we just going to, wing it? He wants to take us deeper into his love, and he wants you fathers to understand that these children, this hour, these children now, are going to face some of the hardest times. But they have the overcomer in them, and they're learning how to walk in victory. But you dads are it. Your dads can say one word that can remove it all. And that's very key and important. Very key. There's only one dad and two dads in here. Three dads. You got to keep saying it. You got to keep on, Dad. You got to keep on. And with your grandchildren, too. And encouraging your son-in-law. Well, that wasn't what my notes said, but that was the message that God wants to remind you, that he's a father. And I say, we all can say Happy Father's Day to the Lord, because you are the perfect example, Lord, of what our father should be. You are the perfect example. And I pray, Father, for all the fathers of this house and all the fathers of your people, that they will understand who they are, why you created them, that you created them to have intimate relationship with you. You sent Jesus to make that possible. You spent the blood. We had a blood covenant that says it's eternal and it'll never change. It was even taken to heaven, into the tabernacle in heaven, and that's forever and ever and ever. Lord, help us to understand that. Help fathers to know the power of their words and their actions and their children. And help the women, the mothers, to understand how to encourage their husbands and the Lord the way they need it. They can only do it with you, Father. You are the one that leads and guides us by your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for these fathers in this house, especially, Lord, that you will continue to give them supernatural understanding And Lord, I feel like you're saying, I'm lifting the veil. I think that's what you meant when you said you were going to show us things. You're lifting the veil that, I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but he's lifting the veil or opening the veil, a veil that we have not seen before, something behind. I think that's why he was showing me about the veil and the you can help me out here, in the tabernacle. I think that's what he was saying, that he's getting ready to open things to us that we've never seen before, and it's going to help us in the areas that we're in. I remember that revelation, I don't know that you shared it with the whole church, but there are things that he wants to share with us that we have to get our mind set on heavenly things so that he can bring renewal and bring us into places that he wants to bring us. But some of us are too distracted. Some of us are too busy. I'm just as guilty. But boy, he's been dealing with me this week, and he's been showing me, talking to me in ways I never experienced before. And I was thinking, whoa, this is amazing. I mean, he's crashing in, folks. Let him. He is getting ready to invade us in the depths in a way that he's never done before. You too, Dr. Tellers. You're not too old. You are not too old.
Thank you.
In fact, I think his word says he renews our strength, that our latter years be greater than the former. We still got years, right?
Awesome.
Well, if you don't, I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I know where we're going. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I want to ask you, how many of you had a father that really trained you in the Lord? Anybody here? Dr. Tellers? Well, you better raise your hand. Uh-oh, she's only got a halfway. Jane? Is that it?
Most
stepdad,
he didn't really train me in the Lord, but.
Do you take you to church?
My mom did.
Your mom? Your dad did?
My stepdad eventually became a pastor, and I really enjoyed watching him, but we didn't really have a talking relationship. He was always the kind.
Well, I know I've shared this, and it bears repeating for someone, I don't know for sure, but I don't want to sound like a broken record, but my father was very, very strict, and not strict in the things of the Lord, he just wanted everything to be perfect. I think that was his way of feeling like he was religious, doing what God wanted him to do. But I never understood what he was expecting of me, so I just knew I was always getting yelled at. For them fingerprints I could never see. I say that in jest, but that was true. And so many years, my relationship with the Lord was like, I just never knew if I did enough. Was it enough what I did? How much? What's enough? You know? You think you are doing what you think you should do, and then, maybe God wasn't happy. It brought me up, and I know many kids are like this, in a place that made me not know. I didn't know what my father expected. I was getting yelled at for a lot of things, and I didn't have any understanding of what he was talking about, like fingerprints. What kid knows how he can see a fingerprint? That's just an example. And so that carried over. that relationship with him carried over with me and God. And it tainted my ability to walk in freedom. So I always thought there was something I had to do. Did I do enough? Did I do it right? And of course, that's the enemy. He's always there telling you, yeah, but, you know? And so because of that, the Lord finally had to deal with that. I was sitting on my back porch, having my devotions. And he appeared there, and he was sitting on a bleacher on my porch, if you can picture that. And he said, I have pleased the Father for you. You are accepted in the Beloved. And he put his hand out, and he took for me to come up and sit with him. And that was a major turning point for me. But it just showed me how much our Father relationship can affect who we think God is and our experiences with him. But it freed me, because we can never do enough. We can never be enough. That's why Jesus came. So my relationship changed from trying to do something to please God all the time to beginning to have a relationship based on his love for me and my love for him. And that's taken a long time. It's taken me a long time to understand who I am and how acceptable I am to the Lord because of who I am. But the best picture of that is our children. We got children. I mean, are they perfect? Heavens no. But we, we do anything for them, including lay down our life. And then it's exactly what he did. And it did. That whole concept sounds nice, but when it comes in here, and the Lord speaks it to you, and it gets in your spirit, then you know that you know that you know that you're saved, and it's not dependent on you in any way, shape, or form. And that's a biggie, because a lot of the times, whether you want to admit it or not, the devil comes to you and says, oh, this isn't right, that's no good. No, that's, it makes you feel unacceptable, like you're not doing it right enough, or you're not doing it good enough. So the Lord says, I love my children, and I want them ruling and reigning with me. And I've given them the power and authority to do that. And this is time. This is time that I'm taking my church to a higher level. And so he's going to open a veil in our lives. And that was definitely a veil opened for me. It changed everything in my life. So what he's going to do for us, I don't know. But I'm going to expect it, because I hear very strongly that he's getting ready. I want to review the words that you had too. This is a now moment in the Lord. And we're to expect a change. That he's going to reveal things to this body that we need for this next season. And we're going to have to share among each other, because he's going to give you some peace, and he's going to give us pieces. He's not doing this to one person. He's doing it together. We're a body. And he's doing it together. And that the word that came forth tonight, what you had and how what I saw, I'm excited. I'm excited, because we're getting ready to have some really great revelations to help us go or going this coming season. Amen. 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 I don't know how long she's going to be out there with the kids, but We've got 15 minutes. Does anybody want to give a shout out and talk about your dad tonight and what your dad may have meant to you or may not have meant to you?
Well, I didn't raise my hand because at this point, my dad's kind of not.